Some of my ideas become physical and some of them stay digital. So I create mainly digital pieces that sometimes undergo a physical manifestation. That is what happened with Hortensia. Welcome to another episode of Design Dreams by Moi. My name is Andres Reisinger, and I'm a digital creator based in Barcelona. I work with visual tools in order to make my ideas happen. I spend a lot of time creating new ways of experiencing my digital pieces. Hortensia started out as a digital piece, but it's one of my works that became physical. And it also worked the other way around. I started exploring how could I make a digital piece that convey a physical sensation. When I'm working, I rarely ask myself questions about what I'm making. The process happens unconsciously. I try not to be too critical. If I shoot down ideas, I end up with nothing. While going deeper into an idea helps me to get where I want to be, consciously or unconsciously. Every idea that comes up can end up being useful or beautiful. Beauty is something that is very important to me, unconventional beauty. In my work, but also in daily life, I feel we should pursue the beauty around us more. There's a lot of chaos in the world, and that makes it harder to find beauty sometimes. But that is also what makes it interesting. It needs your attention. You need to look for it and really see. I'm always attracted to the things that are on the edge of beauty. Perfection to me is boring. Interesting is it when you find something beautiful, but you can't explain why. Chances are that others do not find it beautiful at all, but I find it inspiring. Inspiration and creativity go hand by hand. I've noticed throughout the years that to unlock my creativity, I need to become still. It builds inside when I'm calm and relaxed and enjoy the moment. Of course, it needs a source. It has to derive from something. I think that is what reading or traveling or talking to new people is for. Experiencing new things, making new memories, that gets you out of daily life. You save up those memories and suddenly, after a few days or a week, even during a moment of calmness, a thought comes up. Sometimes I can't even trace back the memory that instigated the idea, but that's not the point. Anyway, the idea is there, thanks to experiences, learning, and calmness. Creativity comes during moments of stillness, from something that gets you out of your routine. That is also what a life extraordinary means to me. To do something new every day and escape from routine. To learn and think about new things every day. I think that is important. People should think more in general. I do it consciously, stepping out of my daily life. You can be out of your system with just a different way of thinking. You don't have to travel all over the world and have a crazy holiday. You can have a crazy holiday every day in your mind. Take the digital world, for example. In some way, I am in it every day with my work and experiences. I won't say I would prefer to live fully digital, but it's interesting in how it helps us expand our daily life. It can help us think differently, it can help us to learn new things every day. It makes it easier to communicate with people that speak different languages. The digital world is where I start every project. With 3D tools, there are no limits. They give me the freedom to design whatever I can imagine without problems of matter or development. And that helps me develop unpredictable processes. And I love diving deeper into the possibilities of making the digital more tangible. That's the challenge. A challenge I happily take on.